I stopped there.
All right. So noting that the time is 11:03, I'll call this meeting to order. Welcome, fellow commissioners and any members of the public joining us virtually or to come in person for this special meeting of the County of San Diego's Independent Redistricting Commission on Monday, May 8th, 78th anniversary of victory in Europe. So as always, thanks to past and present service members, veterans and public servants in the community. Let me ask Andrew, our clerk, for information, more information about today's meeting. Andrew Potter, welcome again.
Thank you, Chair Boehm. At this time, I'll invite any members of the public who wish to provide oral testimony during today's meeting to please review the instructions posted on the redistricting website at www.drawyourcommunity.com. We ask that individuals who request to speak submit a request to speak form either online or in person in advance for planning purposes. All requests to speak from the public made at today's meeting will be honored regardless of whether you have submitted an advance request. Also note that agendas and minutes and supporting materials for the commission's meetings are posted on the redistricting website, made available here in the meeting room, including instructions to request translation. Agendas have been translated into Spanish, Vietnamese, Chinese, Tagalog, Arabic, Japanese, Korean, and Laotian as required by law. Any correspondence received since the last meeting has been provided to commissioners and posted on the redistricting website and made available in the meeting room with today's meeting materials. I will note that we did not receive any e-comments for today's meeting.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Next item on the agenda is item two, the roll call. Before we proceed, I want to note for the record that the following commissioners have excused absences for today's meeting: Commissioners Brown, Diaz, Krugliak, and Serban. With that, Andrew, would you please call the roll?
Thank you. And I'll ask all the commissioners to please unmute your microphone and say here or present. The microphone is the only way for the public to hear us, so make sure your microphone is on whenever you're speaking. We'll start Chair Boehm.
Here.
Co-Vice Chair Caterina.
Here.
Co-Vice Chair Garcia.
Here.
Commissioner Chen.
Here.
Commissioner Dostal.
Here.
Commissioner Hansen.
Here.
Commissioner Inman.
Here.
Commissioner Larson.
Here.
Commissioner Pons.
Here.
Commissioner Russ?
Here.
Thank you, Chair Boehm. We have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you. With no requests that need consideration under the next agenda item, we're actually moving ahead to agenda item four, approval of the minutes from the February 27th, 2023 special meeting. We'll begin this item by hearing any public comment on the minutes. Andrew, are there any requests from the public to speak on this item?
Thank you, Chair Boehm. We do not have any requests to speak on this item. For any members of the public that would like to speak on this item, please raise your virtual hand. We'll be happy to recognize you. Chair Boehm, not seeing any virtual hands raised. That concludes requests for public comment on this item.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. As this is an action item that requires a motion before any discussion, let me ask if there's a motion for approval of the minutes from the February 27th, 2023 meeting, as included with the agenda materials and also a technical correction that I'll ask the clerk to just mention.
Thank you, Chair Boehm. Yes, my apologies. The agenda did indicate the approval of minutes from February 27th, 2022. That is February 27th, 2023. The correct minutes were included in the agenda materials. Thank you.
So the motion is to approve the minutes as included with the agenda materials and that technical correction that Andrew just gave us. Do we have a motion? Okay.
Second.
Commissioner Larson moved. Co-Vice Chair Garcia, thank you for the second. Any corrections, comments, or discussion? Seeing none, Andrew, would you please call the roll for a vote?
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed?
I abstain. I was not here. I was absent.
I was also absent. So abstain.
Actually, this may sound funny, but under the regular rules, even if you were absent from a meeting, you can vote on the minutes if you review them and don't find any errors. It's an oddball thing.
And so, I would just note that we need 9 votes with 10 of us here.
That being the case, I approve. I read it. Wasn't much there, but I know where I missed mainly the closed session. I understand.
Trust us, John.
Aye.
Thank you. The motion passes unanimously with all commissioners who are present voting aye.
And it is a different vibe when we're in person, isn't it? Very good. Thank you, commissioners. The next item on the agenda is item 5, update on the budget for commission activities. A memo on this update was included in the agenda packet for today's meeting. As usual for such information items, we'll first hear from staff, then hear public comment, then turn to questions and comments from commissioners. To begin the discussion, let me once again turn to our clerk for additional information. Andrew, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair Boehm. As we indicated at the last meeting, we've simplified the budget updates to focus on expenditures for the reporting period. We hope that this new format is easier to track and review. Again, we are open to any feedback on the formatting. The costs continue to be fairly minimal in terms of the ongoing costs, such as the IT expenses and translation services for meeting materials. You will note that we had some expenditures related to legal counsel as well as demographer services. And we have Keith Van Wagner here, a group program manager, who is available to answer any specific questions about the budget. Any comments or questions?
Very good. So, Andrew, I'll turn again to you to see if there's any requests for public comment on this agenda.
Thank you, Chair Boehm. Any members of the public that would like to address the commission on the budget update, please raise your virtual hand in Zoom, and we'll be happy to recognize you. Chair Boehm, not seeing any virtual hands raised. That concludes public comment on this item.
Very good. So we'll now open the floor for comments or questions from commissioners. Please bear in mind that certain topics would be better addressed in closed session. But are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll express thanks on behalf of the commission to you, Andrew, Keith, to everyone who's worked on this, to Holly, for the continued commitment in particular to cost efficiencies and cost effectiveness and your help in helping the commission to implement that commitment. Thus, we move on to item 6, the next item on the agenda, which requires the commission to recess and convene in closed session to discuss existing litigation in the case of Chaldean Coalition v. County of San Diego Independent Redistricting Commission, San Diego Superior Court, case number 37-2022-0008447-cu.wm-ctl. Before recess, I'll ask Andrew if there are any requests from the public to speak on this item.
Thank you, Chair Boehm. We do not have any advance requests to speak on this item. Any members of the public that wish? Commissioner Larson, I'm going to remove you from this session. Any members of the public that wish to address the commission on this item, please raise a virtual hand in Zoom. We'll be happy to recognize you. And Chair Boehm, not seeing any requests to speak on this item, that concludes public comment.
Very good. Thank you again. So for anyone who is watching us by distance, we look forward to your continued engagement and anyone watching this later to attendance at future meetings. Details will remain available at our website, www.drawyourcommunity.com. I now ask the commissioners prepare to leave this meeting and proceed to our closed session. I will note that this public meeting of the IRC will continue for any reportable actions out of the closed session. During this time, staff will put up a slide on the Zoom room, let's say, notifying the public that the commission is meeting in closed session. We'll take a 5 to 10 minute break before we start that closed session. Thank you very much. Yeah.
I think we could have an entire school district in the So we are moving rivers to
2 weeks I've had this thing and it's just lingering, but last night, and I hadn't had a symptom for days. Last night at about 8 o'clock, I start coughing. It was like gross. And I told my husband, oh my God, I can't do this. I'm like,
I was looking for
Andrew said just connect to the public.
My laptop wasn't hot. Right.